Here we are, latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with the news that, according to reports in the British press, Steve Bruce's petition at Newcastle is almost untenable, but it's only the words of Simon Jordan. That's after owner Mike Ashley failed to back him in the transfer window. Bruce had wanted to sign Hamza Traoré on loan from Leicester before the window closed. However, the only incoming signing of the final hours was 19-year-old Santiago Munoz, signed on loan from Santos Laguna as an under-23 squad player. It's been claimed that the proposed loan fee stopped a late move for Traoré. A former Palace owner, Simon Jordan, has disputed the figures and insisted that going forward it could well be a petition that Bruce is no longer willing to work under. If there wasn't a loan fee, the wages were £60,000 a week, even less, a lot less. Jordan then claimed that Ashley, who put the club for sale in late 2017, is of course set trying to get the club to be entirely self-sufficient. So you're moving to a territory where Mike Ashley, I don't think he wants to put a penny into Newcastle. He wants Newcastle to be entirely self-sufficient. Since the pandemic, Newcastle haven't turned a profit. Steve has moved from a difficult position to an almost untenable one. You've got to back your manager. Defensively and midfield-wise, they're lightweight, they haven't got the legs, and they were ripped apart by West Ham and then got overrun by Southampton in the second half, he said. Into the news, and Bruce was left frustrated over that collapsed deal from Choudhury. According to reports in France, Newcastle proposed a loan offer as well for Marseille defensive midfielder Boubacar Camara, hoping to get that deal done. The French side were willing to sell in order to boost their finances, but no transfer occurred before 11 o'clock. Joe Willock, of course, did come in a permanent deal, which was some of the backing from Mike Ashley, but Bruce was hoping to also land Choudhury to play alongside him in middle of midfield, a deal that failed to come to fruition. And Newcastle may be hit by FIFA action after the Paraguay FA complained over the withdrawal of Miguel Almirón from their squad during the international break. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.